To Celia by Ben Jonson. Drink to me only with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine, or leave a kiss but in the cup, and I'll not look for wine. The thirst that from the soul doth rise doth ask a drink divine, but might I of Jove's nectar sup, I would not change for thine. I sent thee late a rosy wreath, not so much honouring thee as giving it a hope that there it could not withered be. But thou thereon didst only breathe and sent'st it back to me, since when it grows and smells, I swear, not of itself, but thee.
An Ode to Himself by Ben Jonson. Where dost thou careless lie, buried in ease and sloth? Knowledge that sleeps doth die, and this security, it is the common moth that eats on wits and arts, and oft destroys them both. Are all the Aeonian springs dried up? Lies Thespia waste? Does Clarius's harp want strings that not a nymph now sings? Or droop they, as disgraced, to see their seats and bowers by chattering pies defaced? If hence thy silence be, as 'tis too just a cause, let this thought quicken thee. Minds that are great and free should not on fortune pause. 'Tis crown enough to virtue still, her own applause. What though the greedy fry be taken with false baits of worded balladry, and think it poesy? They die with their conceits, and only piteous scorn upon their folly waits. Then take in hand thy lyre, strike in thy proper strain, with Japhet's line aspire, Sol's chariots for new fire, to give the world again, who aided him with thee, the issue of Jove's brain. And since our dainty age cannot endure reproof, make not thyself a page to that strumpet, the stage, but sing high and aloof, safe from the wolf's black jaw and the dull ass's hoof.
A Fit of Rhyme Against Rhyme by Ben Jonson. Rhyme, the rack of finest wits, that expresseth but by fits true conceit, spoiling senses of their treasure, cozening judgment with a measure, but false weight. Wresting words from their true calling, propping verse for fear of falling to the ground. Jointing syllables, drowning letters, fastening vowels as if with fetters they were bound. Soon as lazy thou wert known, all good poetry hence was flown and art banished. For 1,000 years together, all Parnassus green did wither and wit vanished. Pegasus did fly away. At the wells no muse did stay, but bewailed so to see the fountain dry and Apollo's music die, all light failed. Starveling rhymes did fill the stage. Not a poet in an age worth crowning, not a work deserving bays, not a line deserving praise, Pallas frowning. Greek was free from rhyme's infection. Happy Greek by this protection was not spoiled, whilst the Latin, queen of tongues, is not yet free from rhyme's wrongs, but rests foiled. Scarce the hill again doth flourish, scarce the world a wit doth nourish to restore Phoebus to his crown again, and the muses to their brain as before. Vulgar languages that want words and sweetness and be scant of true measure, tyrant rhyme hath so abused that they long since have refused other seizure. He that first invented thee, may his joints tormented be, cramped forever. Still may syllables jar with time, still may reason war with rhyme, resting never. May his sense, when it would meet the cold tumour in his feet, grow unsounder, and his title be long fool, that in rearing such a school was the founder.